Kaiora.
Someone knows how to play the Wodonga? Cartels? Anyone have any cartels?
Kaiora. Madhava Jayakunda Vihari Kunda Vihari Gopi Dana Balava Jaya Giri Vardari Jaya Giri Varadari Jaya Gopi Dana Balava Jaya Giri Varadari Jaya Giri Varadari Jayasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Jayasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Jaya Jamuna Tira Varachari Jaya Kunda Vihari Jaya Jamuna Kira Varachari Jaya Kunda Vihari Kunda Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunda Vihari Thank you. balaba jaya giridhari jaya giridhari Dana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Jamunati Ravara Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari Kunda Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunda Vihari
Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Parvadakacharya, Asadara, Siddhu, Sri, Sriman. It is no accuracy, Lady Bhaktivinoda, Kiswara, Shiva Prabhupada, All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Namo Vishnupadaya, Vishnu Prasthagudaya, Sri Mati Bhaktivinoda, Swami. Namaste Sarasvatam Deve, Gauravani Vitarne, Nirvishesha, Srinivari, Paschatya, Desitarne. Om Aganajivanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan
Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Svitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Vrishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedwaiti Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Barhi, text 30-31. Shut Parita Yata Dina Sarameya Griham Griham Charan Vindati Yat Dishtam Dandam Odanam Eva Va Yata Tata Kama Ashaya Jiva Ucha Avacha Pata Brahman Upari Ada Va Madhye Va Yati Dishtam Priya Apriyam Shut Parito Yatadina Saraneyo Griham Griham
Saraneyo Griham Griham
Charan Vedati
Yadishtam
Dandam Odanam Evava Tata Kama Shayo Jiva Uchavacha Pata Brahman Uparyadova Madhyeva Hididishtam Priya Priyam Shutparato Yatadina Sarameyo Griham Griham Paranvidati Yadishtam Dandam Odanam Evava Tata Kama Shayo Jiva Uchavacha Pata Brahman Uparyadova Madhyeva Yati Dishtam Priya Priyam Shut Parita Overcome by hunger Yata as Dina poor Sarameya a dog Griham from one house Griham to another house Charan wandering Vindati receives Yat whose Dishtam, according to destiny. Dandam, punishment. Odanam, food. Eva, certainly. Va, or. Tata, similarly. Kama Ashaya, pursuing different types of desires. Jiva, the living entity. Ucha, high. avacha, lo, pata, on a path, brahman, wandering, upari, high, ada, lo, va, or, madhye, in the middle, va, or, yeti, goes towards, dishtam, according to destiny, priya, pleasing, apriyam, not pleasing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The living entity is exactly like a dog who, overcome with hunger, goes from door to door for some food. According to his destiny, he sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity, being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high, and sometimes he is low. Sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. Purport. The living entity's position is herein likened to a dog's. By chance, a dog may have a very rich owner, and by chance, he may become a street dog. As a dog of a rich man, he may live very opulently. Sometimes in Western countries, we hear of a master leaving millions of dollars to a dog in his will. Of course, there are many dogs loitering in the street without food. Therefore, to liken the conditional existence of the living entity to that of a dog is very appropriate. An intelligent human being, however, can understand that if he has to live the life of a dog, he had best become Krishna's dog. In the material world, a dog is sometimes elevated and it is sometimes on the street. But in the spiritual world, Krishna's dog is perpetually, eternally happy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Kukura Baliya Janaha More. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers to become a Vaishnava's dog. A dog always keeps himself at his master's door and does not allow any person unfavorable to the master to enter. Similarly, one should engage in the service of a Vaishnav and try to please him in every respect. Unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement. Apart from spiritual advancement, in the material world, if one does not develop his qualities and goodness, he cannot be promoted to the higher planetary system. As confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita 14.18, Urdvam gacchati sattvasta madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vritista ado gacchanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. There are many varieties of life in the different planetary systems, and these come about due to the living entities developing his qualities in goodness, passion, and ignorance. If one is in goodness, he is promoted to the higher systems. If one is in passion, he remains in the middle systems, and if in ignorance, he is pushed down to the lower species of life. Text again. Shud parito yata dina saramayo griham griham charan vindati yadishtam dandamodanam evava tata kama shayo jiva uchavacha pata brahman upariyadova madeva yeti dishtam priya priyam. Translation. Living entity is exactly like a dog who, overcome with hunger, goes from door to door for some food. According to his destiny, he sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, living entity being influenced by so many desires wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high and sometimes he is low. Sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Budaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Bhajarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sadharane. This is an explanation of how the material energy is working. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Nanyam Gunevyas Kartaram Drasteva Nupashanti Gunevyas Chaparam Veti Madhavam Sodigachati. When that one can see that there is nothing beyond these three modes of material nature in all our activities, and that the Supreme Lord is transcendental to these modes, then one can obtain Krishna's divine nature. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that one can understand everything properly by hearing from the proper authorities. And that when one can understand things properly, then gradually the influence of the three modes of material nature gradually ceases. Human form of life is an opportunity to get free from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Under the influence of the three modes of material nature, the living entity is sometimes thinking that he's happy, sometimes he's thinking that he's in distress, and sometimes he has a combination of experiences. But actually, in the material world, he's always in difficulty. Because the real problems of material life are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. The real problems that follow us in any body that we take are the fact that we have to suffer the inconveniences of old age, disease, and death, and then we have to take another life in some species of life. So it's rather unsettling to constantly go from one place to another. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. It's just like if you're sleeping peacefully in your apartment and then somehow or another someone knocks on the door, breaks into your room, and throws you out of the room onto the street. Actually, they used to do that. There was when I was in Samara in Russia, the temple authority there, regional secretary, Ananda Chaitanya. He was telling me, because he came from one of the smaller countries near there. What are the names of those countries? Lithuania and the Baltics. So he came from one of the Baltics, and his parents told him that when Stalin was in the authority in Russia, so they had an anti-intellectual campaign. And at first, people who were actually against Stalin, they'd round them up and do away with them. But then they had a quota. So it got to the point that even if you wore glasses, you would consider it a threat to the state, because you'd be under suspicion of reading. And if you're reading, you must be an intellectual. Therefore, you might have some other ideas, and the ideas coming from the state. And therefore, they knock on people's doors in the middle of the night. Perhaps in particular just to meet the quota, or if it was a marathon, they'd have to do extra work. And so the officials would knock on the door, knock, knock, who's there? Open the door, and they just, at gunpoint, you'd have to just put on your clothes, and then they take you to the train station, open the train doors, and just push you into the train door with everyone else. Close the door when it was full, and then the train would just travel 4 or 5 days to Siberia. And if you were alive if you could get out of the car, then they just tell you to get out of the car, the train car, and that was it. You were on your own. You were free in the middle of Siberia to do whatever you wanted. So in this way, many cities in Siberia have started. Most people didn't make it. But this was the living entity's, this is similar to the living entity's predicament. He's sitting or he's sleeping in this material body. And then Maya goes, knock, knock. Yes, who's there? It's time to go. It's time to go where? Well, you'll find out when you get there. And there is the living entity being thrown into the 8,400,000 species of life and trying to survive. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going, jeev jago, gora chandra bole. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura is singing, jeev jago, wake up sleeping soul before it's too late. Because Maya is going to knock on your door and kick you out anyhow. So wake up out of the sleeping condition, so the end, take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The living entity in this material world, he doesn't understand how he got his particular body. Utkramantam stitim vapi, bhunjana vagunan vitaha, vimuronanu pashanti, pashanti jnana chakshusa. So by jnana chakshus, one can see things properly. Unfortunately, people don't have any inclination to hear knowledge coming from authoritative scriptures. Therefore, they don't understand how they've gotten this present body and how they're going to get their next body. But the scriptures explain all this very clearly to us so that we can make intelligent choices. The living entity is surrounded, just like in the Western days, the good guys used to be surrounded by the Indians. Because it's hard to say, actually, from a historical perspective, who is actually the good guys. But at least from some people's perspective, the settlers or the cavalry, they were the good guys. Because they were actually rascals. But anyhow, according to this analogy, they were the good guys. And suddenly they were surrounded by the Indians. Surrounded, they didn't know what to do. The Indians were attacking them on all sides. Similarly, living entity is surrounded by hundreds and thousands of desires. And he's, of course, in this age, people are enthusiastic. If they don't have any material desire, they become disappointed. And they take shelter of some kind of operation or something so they can increase their material desire again. Old men probably said that they take shelter of taking the testicles from a monkey so that they can get back to their normal energetic state again. So Prabhupada was amazed at how degraded people have become. That there are so many desires, and the living entity has dovetailed his desires, because the living entity is alive, but he's become conditioned by the subtle desires of the material energy. And as he becomes attached to one kind of desire, he becomes subjected to the reaction of that particular desire. By developing a certain type of desire, he develops a certain mode of material nature. There are desires in the modes of goodness, there are desires in the modes of passion, there are desires in the modes of ignorance. And as he becomes attracted by a certain desire, then he becomes subjected to get the results of that desire. Of course, because of his previous attraction to certain material desires, he's gotten this body. And naturally, having a certain body, he'll have a tendency towards becoming attracted to a certain mode of material nature. And this will cause him to get the reaction in a future time to get another body. Unless, somehow or another, he gets good association. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti rikarna rasayanam katha. That somehow or another, if he gets the association of the devotees who are enthusiastic to hear and chant about Krishna, who have some confidence and some enthusiasm about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, some realization how to apply it practically in one's life, then one can see that all these different desires I have, they're simply a waste of time. Srila Prabhupada once wrote to me, he said, just like you light a match in a dark room, then the darkness can't put the match out. So similarly, if we hear the actual reality about what is reality from those who have actually seen reality, from the Shastras, and from those who are practicing the scriptural injunctions so that they've received the mercy of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada once wrote to me, he said, just like you light a match in a dark room, then the darkness can't put the match out. So similarly, if we hear the actual reality about what is reality from those who have actually seen reality, from the Shastras, and from those who are practicing the scriptural injunctions so that they've received the mercy of Krishna to some extent and are able to understand things properly, then the result is that by following such instructions, by becoming attached to such instructions, we can give up all the hundreds and thousands of desires that we've acquired since time immemorial. Chintyam aparayam cha pralayantam upashritya kama paboga paramam etavam iti nischitya. Being deluded by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense enjoyment. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. Sadasam udvigna dhyam asakraha. As Prahlad Maharaj was telling his father, my dear father, tatsadu manye suryavarya dehinam sadasam udvigna dhyam asakraha. O best of the demons. Of course, nowadays, everyone is competing to be a bigger demon than the next. Bigger demon than the next means to get a bigger car, to get a bigger house, to have more influence and money and control, and be able to enjoy more sense gratification. But in that time, there was demon number one, uncontested demon, Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad Maharaj gave him some credit. Tatsadu manye surya varya dehinam. O big demon, best of the demons, that your life is full of anxiety. Tatsadu manye surya varya dehinam sada sumud vigna dhyam asatkriha. That anyone whose mind is completely absorbed in the temporary, he'll simply be full of anxiety. But no one wants to be in anxiety. Everyone is looking to find out how to get as much happiness for as long as possible. But as soon as one enters into this idea that I'm going to become happy by enjoying the material world, then his mind becomes full of anxiety. So many problems. That's called kama. Kama esha, krodha esha, raja guna samudbhava. Mahashano mahapatma vidyanam iha varina. That this is the real enemy of the soul, this desire. Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanamatmanaha kama krodha tatalobas tasmat etam trayam tyajet. That this is the actual enemy of the soul, lust, because as soon as there's lust, as soon as we accept lust, as soon as we dovetail our desire and think, well, this is a good idea, then the result is that if our desires are fulfilled, then we become greedy. I want more. I want more. More. Give me more. And as soon as our desire stops being fulfilled, you rascal, you took it away. So as soon as our desire is stopped being fulfilled, then immediately become angry. Oh, I'm going to get even. This rascal. In any case, eventually it degrades into delusion. Idam adya maya labva imam prapse manoratam idam astiyam api me bhavishati panardhanam ishvaraham. So it begins with Idam adhya mayav labdva imam prapsye manoratam. Idam astiyam api me bhavishyati parardhanam. So much as wealth do I have today, and it'll increase more and more in the future. So much is mine, and by my schemes, I'll get more and more. Idam adhyamaya labvam. And then, imam, what's the next one? No. After that, about my enemy. Idam ima asto maya hatak shatror hanishe chaparanapi. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemy is going to be killed too. So these are the two. Beginning consciousness. This is our entry into material life. Hankering and lamentation. More! Watch out! Don't interfere. And then what is the result? Ishvaraham, aham bogi, siddaham, balavan sukhi. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. There is no one so perfect and powerful as I am. So then comes mada, delusion. Everyone is thinking, I am the Lord. I am the enjoyer. Even Prabhupada said that the pauper, he's proud of his penny. He's thinking that I am so fortunate. Everyone is working so hard, but I simply go out and beg and everyone gives me money. So in this way, mada, delusion, moha, illusion, mada, madness, and then the final crowning gem on the conditioned soul's head is matsara, enviousness. Enviousness, disliking everyone. Looking at everyone, who will be my next victim? Today, a cauliflower, tomorrow, a carrot, potatoes, and my wife, my children, everyone is a victim for my sense gratification. Matsara. So this is the progression. As soon as one accepts passion and kama, material desire, as his standard of success and enjoyment in life. Of course, this is all being encouraged by modern civilization, which is systematically training people how to become more and more progressively lusty and greedy. Of course, you're not supposed to become angry. Unfortunately, when the supply of your material sense gratification stops, then eventually anger will be there. So although it starts out that you gotta go with the flow, or what is that popular saying about fulfilling your material desires? That if it feels good, do it. So this is the philosophy, and try not to hurt anyone. But eventually, it won't feel so good. You won't be able to do it, and the result will be is that you're going to become angry, and you're inevitably going to have to hurt so many people, including yourself. Vina pashugnat. One becomes the killer of himself, and all other living entities eventually become the objects of his wrath. Therefore, one should avoid accepting this material desire. Instead, Prabhupada writes that by taking to a path of renunciation, taking to the path of austerity, then one can even be elevated to the mode of goodness. Urdvam gacchati sattvasta madhye tishtati rajasa. But Prabhupada is not recommending that. What's of course being recommended is that one should go beyond giving up material desire. One should go beyond simply material renunciation. One should accept the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and try to please him in every respect. Mahajano yena katasa pantya dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena katasa panta. That one has to find a society of devotees and live with them, hearing and chanting about Krishna, and become a servant, and under the guidance of advanced devotees, learn how to serve, how to become pleasing to all the devotees. Instead of trying to put one's effort, one's desires into pleasing oneself, by sense gratification, one should instead put one's effort into learning how to please others, and in this way, other devotees, in this way becoming pleasing to Krishna. Because if one becomes pleasing to Krishna, then the result is that Krishna, he reciprocates, and Krishna is a reservoir of unlimited pleasure, so naturally one can experience progressively more and more pleasure. As Krishna reveals himself, then one becomes filled with transcendental pleasure. Naiva dvije paradratya vaitranyastva virya gaina mahamrita magnachitak. Prahlad Maharaj didn't want liberation because that was insignificant. Because as soon as he began to talk about Krishna, as soon as he began to hear about Krishna, then his mind became filled with Krishna consciousness. He was immersed in the ocean of transcendental happiness by remembering Krishna. And in that ocean of happiness, there is no need for anything else, because that is the goal. Therefore, it is very auspicious, we are all very fortunate, that we have the opportunity to be in the association of devotees, especially in the seminars, during the seminars such as this, and constantly hear about Krishna's glories. Constantly hear about the devotees' realizations, how to give up lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy, and instead to accept the lotus feet of Lord Krishna through the parampara system of hearing his instructions and making them our life and soul. So the more we understand this clearly, the more we attempt to put it into practice, then the result is that more and more we become eligible to enter into the ocean of transcendental happiness, where we can actually begin our real life of loving Krishna, serving Krishna and his devotees. So here, if the living entity doesn't choose that, then he becomes quite unhappy. Svavit rahasra gurar samstuta purusha pashu niyat karna patiyo peto jatu nama gadagarja. That the living entity is sometimes compared to a dog, sometimes to a hog, sometimes to a camel, sometimes to an ass. So these are not very complimentary. Although, as I mentioned before, one time at one university, Srila Prabhupada was explaining about this philosophy, and he said that if you act in a certain way, you may become a dog. So as we know, Prabhupada, the student at the end of the class, one student raised his hand and said, Swamiji, you say that if I act sinfully, I may have to become a dog, but I just want you to know that I don't mind becoming a dog. A matter of fact, I'd like to become a dog. So Prabhupada raised his hand and said, yes, you have my blessings. So this is, modern society has become so degraded that people are happy to become dogs. And if, especially if they think, well, maybe I've, because dogs nowadays, as Prabhupada explains here in the purport, often they're treated better than human beings are. The dogs are given nice food, they're given a nice place to stay, people are petting it, they're brushing the dog. So many things, they're serving the dog. And the only thing the dog has to do is lick the master's face. Wag its tail a little bit and, wow, she loves me. Fido! Give me a big kiss. Slurp. So the people don't mind because, of course, if they go to India, they see the dogs, they're not so fortunate. Even the little kids, I was amazed. They take, you know, the kids don't even pet the little dogs. They pick up a rock and go, whack your ass. Down! As you take a trip to India. Of course, nowadays in India, they're becoming progressive. You can see more and more. Now they're keeping dogs, you know, big dogs in their house. And, oh, Fido, Fido. But generally here it says that the dog, tasyaiva heto priyate te kovido, talabhyate yad brahmatam upariyata, talabhyate dukavat anyatak sukam, sarvatra kalyena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa. That the living entity, tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido, after going up and down throughout the whole universe, trying to find some happy place, so somehow or another he realizes that there's not going to be any real happiness in this material world. It doesn't matter where he goes. Then, if he's actually kovida, intelligent, then he takes shelter of Krishna through the process of devotional service, and he can become eternally happy. So thank you very much. Are there any questions? Comments?
Yes.
Sometimes we take shelter of the master, not so much for using the master, but for our own satisfaction, some shelter of attention. So, how can we purify
this? Take shelter of the master. If he's actually a devotee, and you take shelter, then you've taken shelter of the right person. So by doing that, at first, of course, everyone is self-interested. So when we find out who our real self is, and we begin our real activities, that real activity is to please others. But now we think we have so many concerns, and therefore we're not so clear exactly why we're taking shelter. It may be mixed. But if you take shelter of the right goal, and you gradually come to that goal, then gradually everything else will be taken care of. So at first, just like Dhruva Maharaj, he had a goal, he wanted a kingdom greater than that of his great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. And he underwent the austerities that were recommended by his spiritual master, Narada Muni, in order to achieve that. But that sadhana that he underwent was to worship Vishnu. And by worshiping Vishnu, he became eligible, and as Krishna revealed himself, then all his material desires disappeared. And finally, Swami Kritarto Smi Navrache, that I have no other desire just to please you. So if we take shelter of the proper process, then gradually our material desires will disappear, and our real desire will manifest itself. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.